Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope that you can make it sometime today between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. to Celebration Tabernacle Church for day two of Prayerquake 2025. So there's a schedule all throughout the day, times of prayer, times of ministering, times of testimony and such. So as you're able, please join us at 1010 Dixon Boulevard for an international prayer conference, Arise and Shine, Prayerquake 2025. On the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, the announcement is pinned to the top, and you'll be able to see the video and get a little bit more information as to what is transpiring today, as well as tomorrow from 9 to 9 and Saturday from 9 to 12. We hope that you can join us for a portion, if not all, of Prayerquake 2025. Amen. We're continuing on with the topic, the reality of faith. Faith is real. And we've been in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Also, we have 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So when we're walking by faith or action, putting some action to that which we are seeing by faith, we're walking by faith in order to bring into full manifestation the vision that God has given us. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 through 23, which will be our main text for today. Let us draw near with a true heart,
yes,
in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So there's a lot right there. Let's not read it too quick.
Yes.
Let us draw near. We have to draw near.
Yes.
A lot of times we want God
to draw near.
But in James, it tells us when we draw near to God, he draws near to us. He's always with us. He's our ever-present help. But we acknowledge him. We acknowledge the receiving his presence when we draw near to him. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So remember, faith is not something that we could see or detect with our senses. Faith is a gift that God gives us to be able to believe, to be able to receive salvation,
yes,
and to be able then to bring forth manifestation. So faith is a gift. It's a gift of faith.
Yeah.
And the Bible says with that common scripture, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, but think about that mustard seed. It develops over time. So the faith that we start for our salvation then should be continually developing within us when we are executing the things that we're seeing by faith. We're doing the things that we are seeing by faith. We're making the adjustments by faith, and then it's bringing forth the evidence that we did not see, but now we do see. And then we're able to operate in faith then for the next thing, or something more than for today. So he says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. So it's telling us, evil conscience, that's how we think. And that's what's in contradiction to our faith, our evil thoughts. And, you know, sometimes you think evil that we think of, you know, horns and tail and pitchfork. Yeah. But it's just the evil could be the shame,
yes.
the regret, the things yes. that we allow to consume our mind.
Yes.
So then we feel like, well, we're not deserving of, or we're unworthy of these things that God has showed us. And then it becomes a block of our faith. We're not operating in the faith of what we're seeing, because in our conscience, we feel like we don't deserve it. In our conscience, we feel like, well, we've done too much wrong. In our conscience, we're being disconnected. So he's telling us our bodies washed with pure water. Well, what's the water to wash? That water representation of the word. So as we're washing by the word, we're continuing to declare the word out of our mouth. Remember yesterday, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, that the world was framed by the word. The word was the framework, right? And we know that our words build our world. So now when we know the word and we're declaring the word out of our mouth and it's cycling back through our ear, then it is transforming, it's cleansing our mind and our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 also tells us that the blood of Jesus cleanses our conscience from dead works so that we could serve the living God. So when we have that, we have the faith for salvation, which is the salvation, right, is in the blood of Jesus. So not only was that blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins, our entrance way into the kingdom of heaven, but it was also shed to cleanse our conscience from dead works so that we can serve the living God. And here they're mentioning it again in Hebrews chapter 10, that evil conscience will mess us up. So we have to allow the word to transform our minds.
Yes, because the word is living. The word, as Emily says, is a force, is a living force, the word. And it is drawn from where? The word of God, to produce living proof. The reality of that word work when we take it by faith. We have to take it up and we have to use faith. And you just spoke that so eloquently that if we have the gift of faith, and faith is a gift. And if we of the size the Bible gives, if you want to put a measure faith is as a mustard seed, which is the smallest of seeds, smallest of seed. That's the starting point. So we can start with that much faith in the word. Just take one word. The Bible is full of words. Just believe one. And liken that unto a mustard seed. And you will see the result of that word. So if you can just pick one word from the book and practice it and see the result, then you can now develop it. Mm-hmm. Then from one to two, from two to three, mm-hmm. to a whole chapter, you can sink into that. So we all have a measure of faith to go by. So there's no excuse. Mm-hmm. It's what we're doing with it. Mm-hmm. It's what are we doing? Are we believing what the word says? Mm-hmm. Are we going by our evil conscience, mm-hmm. our mind, our corrupt mind, our corrupt way of thinking, the flesh, as we teach a celebration, that the flesh is a way of thinking. The flesh is a way of thinking that's contrary to the word of God. So we give the definition. When we say that's the flesh, what do we mean? It's a way of thinking that is contrary to the word of God. It goes against the word of God. That's the flesh. And the desire now is to do those things because it pleases us. So when the word of God tells us what not to do and what to do. And sometimes we only want the path that pleases us. But we got to take the Bible in its whole entirety. There are things that are not going to please us. Okay.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3 tells us, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one
a measure of faith.
So we all have a measure of faith. Sometimes when we say the gift of faith, people think, well, it's just for some people. Mm. He has given us all a measure of faith to each and every one of us. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it tells us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So what is the gift of God? The faith. Unto salvation. It is the gift of God. And then we must continue to operate in that gift of faith, to develop that gift of faith into manifestation, to be able to bring forth the vision that he has showed us. You know, we have long-term vision that God has given us, but then we have those objectives along the way in order to bring it to pass. He gives the big vision, and then now we need to continue to cling to him to get the strategy, the steps, in order to be able to bring it to pass. We say, okay, well, we're taking a trip. This is our destination. Well, we don't just automatically get there, right? There's things that we have to do in order to prepare for the journey, and then there's miles that we have to cover in order to get to the destination. And every time we advance, we have to believe that the provision for the next stage of the journey is there as we are on our way to the vision, to bring it to pass. God doesn't give us everything at the starting line. Just like you don't have everything at the starting line that you would need to drive from here to New York. You have to believe by faith that there's gas stations strategically placed along the way to be able to refuel. So you don't leave with everything that you have. But if you don't leave, you're never going to start your journey and get to the destination. So we go in phases. We go in stages. And God will guide us every single portion of that. And he'll direct us and he'll continue to strengthen us for the next stage of the journey.
And we always must come to that realization to know that one cannot find salvation outside of faith. Mm-hmm. By faith, we are saved through Jesus Christ. So it takes faith for us to receive salvation. And we're going to pick up on that on Friday.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.